It's Friday, October 16th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Forrester weighs in on trends in Europe, transportation agencies are lacking cybersecurity, and research are going direct versus a tiered distribution model. This is the Business of Tech. New analysis from Forrester on the European channel. And U.S. listeners, bear with me, these points are relevant for all. The analyst has issued guidance on five predictions. First, AI will thrive, with 60% of B2B sellers enabled by AI and automation in 2021. Second, European workers will be remote, with one-third of white-collar workers fully remote in 2021. Third, the European cloud will shake out in a critical year, with U.S. companies being 46% of the market now. 30% of businesses will accelerate their spend on cloud, security and risk, networks and mobilities. And last, chatbots will become a top 10 engagement channel. Why do we care? Should be obvious now, this is pretty solid guidance regardless of region. We care because of how relevant these trends are. Note that selling via AI and automation is the theme. It's leveraging this data to engage better. There are now even tools for sales professionals to have their interactions rated based on algorithms for improvement. Data wins. Note that this is about using AI, not developing it. I remain confident that most businesses are not making an AI system, but instead leveraging it in products where it's embedded. Remote, or better, digital parity, is not going away quickly. This is another data point around the slowness of these changes, as well as a direction to work on. Each of these is areas to consider for your offerings and how you are delivering services to your customers. A bit more data on cybersecurity. New research from the Mineta Transportation Institute indicates that U.S. transit agencies are, quote, ill-prepared for a cyber attack. Quoting CIO Dive, MTI researchers surveyed 90 transit agency technology leaders and found that while over 80% of agencies say they feel prepared for a threat, only 60% have a cybersecurity program in place, and 43% say their plan is insufficient. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security designates transportation as one of 16 critical infrastructure sectors that, if disrupted, would have a debilitating effect on national security. The report recommends a collaborative effort from the federal government, transit agencies, associations, and other organizations to bolster public transportation cybersecurity efforts. Researchers called for the Federal Transit Administration to require minimum cybersecurity standards before an agency can receive federal funding, and that funds be allocated to the development of preparedness plans. Why do we care? I'll get the cliche out of the way, go sell them solutions. That said, listen to that recommendation, minimum cybersecurity standards before an agency gets federal funding. If that becomes policy, it's the way this will be enforced. You set the standards, you tie them into the pocketbook, and they happen. Regulation has many names. Oh, and you know what industry needs to do? Help set those standards. The Global Technology Distribution Council has released new research that looks at direct, single-tier, and partner-led indirect business models, examining factors like technology price points, audience, maturity, and more. Their findings? The two-tier model consisting of resellers and distributors produces the best return for vendors. Those going direct were found to have problems around costs as well as the challenge of reaching SMB customers. This new research also examined the cloud model. Why do we care? Anyone surprised that the Distribution Council found that distribution is most profitable? I had to get my snark in there. For me, the challenge of last mile for SMB and SME customers is the key competitive difference. It's hard to market to all small businesses everywhere. That's the value here for providers. I think this misses the subtle nature of the move to ecosystems, and I want to tee up a larger piece coming up this weekend on exactly that. Those key differences between a channel and what a channel is versus an ecosystem. Look for that this weekend. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage, find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. Look for that editorial to come out on Sunday and as a YouTube video on Monday. And I will talk to you again after the weekend. Thanks, everybody.